Well, I mean, I think one of the reasons that we're having this event is it's in honor of Constitution Day. And so we're celebrating the fact that the Constitution has been around for over 200 years. I think it's true that it has faced a number of attacks over that time, that there have been a number of issues that really had the potential to divide the country, to go against the Constitution. But it remains, and so certainly, I think there are still attacks against the Constitution, but we want to take an informed approach to them and see how does it impact our laws? How does it impact the Constitution? How does the Constitution withstand those attacks? And these are two issues that really do have the potential to divide the country. We've seen division in our everyday lives, and so how do we make sure that the Constitution remains strong and that we're able to come out of this with some sort of basis for moving forward in our society? And we've had a decent track record of that so far. The Constitution still stands today despite some attacks against it. And so, I think you're not wrong, and folks aren't wrong to say that there are attacks against the Constitution, but how do we weather those attacks and come out stronger because of it?
And these are two topics when we talk about COVID mandates and anything as it relates to abortion. The community is engaged in these conversations.
Certainly. I mean, these are topics that I hear people talk about, and in regards to COVID, we can see the visible effects of on a day-to-day basis. Do people choose to wear a mask or not? Do people put on their social media that they got their COVID vaccine or not? And so it's a very visible debate in public life, and certainly with abortion, it's an issue that's been around for a long time that we have a lot of moral and political ideas about. And so I think these are definitely two issues that are going to remain on the forefront in American politics for the time being, and probably for many years to come.